Pads of worms. Not really. You know, worm is a worm.
Okay. Any name for the bigger kind?
No.
Okay. The hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell when you touch it.
A snail.
Pulls its neck in.
Turtle. Turtle or terrapin.
Is there a difference?
Tortoise.
Between those?
Seemingly a turtle can go in and out of water. And I don't know if a terrapin or a tortoise, but I'm sure the terrapins around here cannot stay in water for any length of time. But I think a turtle can do about as well as a frog as far as water is concerned.
Okay. What's the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams that has claws and it can sort of swim backwards?
Has claws. Swims backwards.
You might have salamanders and...
I've heard of salamanders, but again, there's no relationship as
crayfish.
Far as I'm... Crayfish.
Crawfish.
Crawfish. I'll take your word for it.
This is a sea animal that has a thin, transparent shell. You can go into any seafood restaurant and buy them. Get this.
Has a transparent
shell, yeah. And they're caught by dragging nets along the bottom of the ocean.
I'm not talking about jellyfish or anything like that. Transparent shell.
You might have fried
oysters, clams.
Let's see. They're sort of pinkish. You can have boiled, or you can have a cocktail, or you can have fried
shrimp.
Yeah. Okay. And at the fish market, you might ask for a few pounds of.
A shrimp. A fish.
That same thing said again, people are going
on. I understand.
So can you just repeat it?
Shrimp. A few pounds of shrimp.
Okay. This is an insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it.
Moth.
Okay. And if you had several of those.
You'd have moth.
This is a thing that flies with the light. Flies around at night and the light goes on and off. At night.
A light bug.
Okay. What is this thing that flies around at night and bites and sometimes carries malaria?
A mosquito.
Okay. And this is an insect that has two pairs of shining wings coming out in sort of a long, thin...
Dragonfly?
Yeah, do you ever heard of any other names for those? When you were a kid, did you call anything else?
Nothing other than dragonfly.
Okay, and can you name and describe some kind of stinging insects that you know about?
Wasp, bees, dirt dobbers.
And then what are those?
Same as dirt dobber and a wasp would be, I guess, pretty much the same thing. We refer to a dirt dobber as the kind that builds its nest out of dirt, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the wasp here builds it out of some other kind of material. And of course, bees usually live in hives. The difference would be a large dirt dobber would probably be in a rural area as opposed to in a city area.
Okay, and this is a kind of insect that builds nests in the ground.
Termite?
It's still kind of stinging insect. They're usually in the grass, and you have to be careful not to step on it.